Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, suit on, looking like the trap dog, giving a mic. Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man. I love it when I run up into people and they say that to me. They say, hey, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Then they wink at me. I know they're listening. You know, I got a lot off my chest yesterday. I wanted to clear some things up, and I appreciate y'all giving me a minute, because sometimes, you know, you just got to say some things out loud, not complaining, but hey, just verbalizing, but realizing that I got to keep going anyway. And that's my words this morning to you. That I want you to keep pushing no matter what happens. I want to share something with you that's important. That's very, very important. See, you have to give God something to bless. You know, if your prayer is asking for God's blessings, you got to give him something to work with now. You know, you got to show the spirit of appreciation or gratitude. You got to let him know that you're in it for the long haul. No matter what happens, don't turn around. You will never, ever see what the end could be if you turn around and go back. You'll never know what the end could have been had you stuck it out. You'll never know how good it could have gotten had you not just weathered the storm. That's the thing that gets most people. They it get tough for them, it get hard for them, and then they let doubt set in, and then those doubts become facts, and the next thing you know, they give up. Had you not given up, or had you given your best, what the results or outcome could have been? I look back on my life on so many occasions where in college I wasn't giving my best. And I flunked out. Now, it's easy to look at my life now and go, yeah, but look at you now. But back then, man, it cost me for so many years. That failing to finish, that not giving my all, it cost me a number of years. I wish I could say that it didn't mean nothing, that it was just a blimp on the radar screen. But at the time, it was major. And so you have a lot of decisions in your life that are happening now. You may be in your 20s, your late teens. You could be in your early 30s and it's happening. But guess what? You'll eventually get through it, provided one thing: you never give up. You never turn around and go back. Had I written myself off because of one failure, see, and this is where so many people go wrong at too. You write yourself off after you failed at something. The one thing you thought you wanted to accomplish and you failed at it. Now you write yourself off as a failure. Now you go settle on into life and just see what hand you get. When I flunked out of college, had I written myself off as a failure, I wouldn't be here today. When I lost my carpet cleaning company, I would have written myself off as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. When I didn't become a diamond distributor in Amway or a direct distributor in Amway even, I would have written myself as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. When I bought a distribution kit to become a distributor of the Bohemian Diet and I didn't make it, I would have written myself as a failure. When I became an A.L. Williams distributor and I didn't make it, I would have written myself as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. Oh, I got a list for you. When I got laid off at Ford Motor Company, had I written myself as a failure, I wouldn't have made it. Do you need some more? Because I have a story filled with mishaps. I have a story filled with failures. Couple of things now. The grace of God and his mercy, which is available to us all. See, that's the key, y'all. Because of his mercy. Because of his willingness to forgive. And to even understand why we do the things we do. In all of my shortcomings, failed marriages, I'm talking about, man, got it all wrong. Can't blame nobody else. It's just me. Steve ain't have it together at that point in life. I could have ridden myself as a failure the first time. I just could have gave up on it after the second one. And please know, this is an admission. This ain't bragging. So before you start in with me, understand what I'm saying. I'm pointing out in my life a series of missteps and failures. But how I still get here today? Couple of things. God's grace and mercy is first. But that's the key, that's for everybody. See, if it's God's willingness to forgive you and God's understanding of why we do what we do, because he said we wasn't going to be perfect. So in all of your imperfections, your creator told you you would not be perfect. He said it to you. It's out there. I don't care which one of the books you read, it tells you that. So guess what? With that in mind, he has a grace that he has. It's like a grace period. It's like when you don't pay your insurance premium on the day that it's due, the next day they don't just cancel your insurance premium. They have a grace period because they ain't trying to stop this money from coming in. But when it comes to God, there's no money required. He just gives you the grace freely. It don't cost you nothing. So you got to tap into that, y'all. You got to get in touch with that because that's an important part to making it. Understanding that his grace is available. So when you make a mistake, so when you fail at it, he has a loophole in the contract with him that allows you to make mistakes, that allows you to get it wrong, that allows you to fail time and time and time again. But if you never give up, if you keep getting up, if you keep trying, if you keep striving, if you keep making the effort to go forward and not go back, God has a blessing for you, and he has it in abundance for you, and God will give it to you at the right time. But you got to be ready. Oh, I want it to be successful, but if he had given it to me back then, I wouldn't have handled it correctly because I would have made some more mistakes along the way. So you make the mistakes to learn the lessons. Lord, man, God been good to me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is the one and only Nephew Tommy holding it down. This is the baddest radio show in the land, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, accompanied by Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, and Junior Boy. We are in the building holding it down for our fearless leaders. Ladies, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you? What's happening?
Girl, just sitting over here being as sexy as I can be. Can you hear it?
You, oh, is that what you over there doing?
Being as sexy? That's all I'm doing. Just over here being as sexy as I can be.
I'm so confused. Why?
Oh, so you know what? I'm not going to entertain that. Junior, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I just hate disappointing people. I've been talking to people all weekend down there in Norfolk and Virginia Beach. I said, Tommy not going to come on here sexy Monday morning. He not going to do it. And he is again.
Once again.
Crushing it.
Boy's committed.
Junior, let me tell you something. When you whoop cancer's butt, you gotta pop your collar, baby. You sexy. You sexy after that, baby.
Now on that, I gotta roll with you on that one. Dog, I ain't
thank
mad
you,
at
sir.
That, man.
Thank you. Dog, thank you.
Dog, be sexy as you wanna be. Once you kick cancer's butt, be sexy as you wanna be, T.
Thank
I
you.
I ain't gonna argue with you today, man.
Facts. Okay. True that. Yeah, I like that, Junior.
Now,
that
Junior, normally you have a question for Uncle Steve, and I just feel like I should.
I got one for you.
Cool. I just want one.
I got one for you, though. When have you kicked cancer's butt? You knew you was sexy. Like, when did this kick in? Like, was it the day after?
Junior, when I woke up with the gown on.
With that open back.
But I really didn't have the gown on right. You know,
yeah.
It was a lot of air coming through. I just knew.
It was drafty.
It was very drafty, Carl. Very drafty. Uh-huh. But when I woke up with that on.
Cold in here.
Yeah.
But surely, it ain't cold if you got on them hospital socks with them grips on the bottom of them.
Yeah, boy, yeah, man. So you won't slip. Ain't them the best socks?
Boy, that's sexy right there.
Boy, I got 8 pair of them. No, them socks
and then, look
is
here.
Good.
I don't know how to order it. But whatever they put them blankets in and have them warmed up, I want one of them machines right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That warm blanket, boy, look at here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That warm blanket, though.
So if I can put that in my garage next to my deep freezer, that warm blanket thing, boy, let me tell you something.
So let me picture it. You in the house, you chilling on the couch. Jackie, go out there to the garage.
Bring me one of them hot
blankets
in here.
Right next to the deep freezer.
And thaw that meat out.
And then look in the freezer and bring me some ice cream. I'm doing all of that.
Right. You're hot, you're cold.
But they come in there, Tommy, you don't know where they got that blanket from that fast. They come right back in there with
the
that blanket.
And the blanket be piping hot. You be like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
And Tommy, the other thing too, you got to let people know, that blanket heavy. It ain't light, heavy.
Oh no,
It's very heavy.
When you get out from under, you need somebody there with you. They need to peel it back. Somebody got to peel it back.
So good.
Carla, do you have a weighted blanket?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
The heavy ones to keep you warm.
I bought the one that was too heavy and messed around and couldn't get out of there one day. You ain't seen nothing until you're trying to slide your ass out of there.
Snuggles coming up at 32 minutes after the hour. We're going to run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Surely, of course, you know I'm going to come in and be as stupid as I possibly can be and as ignorant as possible.
That's not hard. That's not what you're saying. That's not hard, is it? You're good.
Well, you know, it's
right?
difficult because, you know, it's a strategy to stupid.
It's
and you gotta
difficult.
Know. It's difficult.
It sounded like it's such a chore.
It's a strategy to stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you talking about right now?
It's how you want to play it, Junior. It's how you want to be stupid.
Boy,
you know,
come
some
on,
people
man.
Just
a strategy, though.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What kind of laugh was that, Junior?
Because he said it's a strategy to being stupid. This fool.
Yeah. What is funny? What is funny?
You just threw us off. We thought this was just natural. We didn't
know.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not gonna do this with y'all. I'm not. You know what? Because you know what? When people don't understand your stupidity, that's why I don't even want to talk to you.
We're beneath you.
Well, we're just way below. You don't get it. This is sweat hog right here. Okay, sweat hog. You ain't gonna understand this if you don't understand.
We don't understand you.
Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Keon?
Yeah, this is Keon. Who's this?
Hey, this is Terrence, man. Do you go to you go to Iron Man Fitness Center, right? Is that where you work out at?
Yeah, that's where I work out. Who is this?
My name is Terrence. I got your number from the girl that worked at the front when you first come in. I mean, I'm actually
what?
Yeah, the little chick lady gave me your number. You work out.
Why'd they give you my number? You work at the gym?
No, I don't work at the gym, but everybody here at the gym was having a conversation, and everybody got a problem with you. So, you know,
problem
I wanted to
call
you.
Wait. Hold on. You have a problem with me? They gave you my number? What's going on?
Bro, we're trying to fix the problem. Let's handle that first. Don't worry about somebody having your number. Let's just fix the problem. All right?
Man, so who are you, man?
Yeah, you know who is me. My name is Terrence. I didn't tell you three times who I am. So what I'm telling you is this, is that, you know, you come to the gym. Matter of fact, how long you been coming to the gym?
Man, I've been going to that gym for like 5-10 years, bro.
5-10 years? That's a big gap. Okay, so anyway, the problem is this, dude. You come to the gym. I don't know if you ain't bathing or what the case is, but, dude, all the equipment be funky in the man. Dude, you got to wash your
what?
Face, man, before you. Yeah, dude. You,
dude, what are you talking about, man? Yo, who gave you my number? Why are you calling me, for one? And, man, who the hell are you to call me talking disrespectfully like this, bro?
Well,
you don't know me.
No, the problem is this. The disrespect is how you come into the gym funky as f***, okay? You got the machines all dirty. We got to keep
wiping.
Man,
it's a gym.
While
you work out, you sweat. It's a gym.
Yeah, but you funky before you even get there, man. That's the f***ing problem.
You talking about funky before I'm get there? Man, what the hell are you calling me with this bull for?
I'm calling
funky
you
funky before
calling
I
you
get there.
Okay, dude, you come to the gym. Evidently, you ain't bathed. Okay, you're leaving all the equipment.
Well, I bathe every
man.
Day. What are you talking about, homie? I bathe
okay, so
every
why
day.
Is, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this then, Keon. Why is everybody here at the gym talking about you the guy that be leaving all the equipment funky? Why are they talking about you,
the
man?
The same reason everybody in your neighborhood talk about your mama. That's why. Yo, where you at, dude? Where
I'm
you at
the
right
gym
now?
Right
where
now.
You at?
I'm here at the gym. I'm here at the gym.
I come to the gym right now. We could talk about this in face to face, dog.
Okay,
what
well,
the hell are you calling me with
this?
Do
this, though. Are you going to take a bath before you come to this? Because that's the problem we've been having.
Is your mama going to take a bath?
Okay, okay, let me tell you something, dude. You're going to keep my mama out your mouth. The problem is, evidently, your mama. Evidently,
she
the one that taught you no good hygiene, man.
My
you don't know how to clean your
but,
so
right,
what?
I'm coming down to the gym right now. I'm coming down
okay,
right now.
Okay, how long is it going to take you to get here?
What are you, a traffic cop or something? Don't worry about it. I'll be there.
Okay, cool. Are you going to wash your ass before you get here?
Yeah, I'm going to wash some. I'm going to wash my foot up your when I get there. That's what I'm going to wash.
Okay, cool.
You're going to
okay,
be watching this
so,
this
okay,
size
so
11
I'm
out
here,
your
you
that's
know,
what's going to be getting washed.
Lori, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. I got it. No, I'm just letting them know. No, somebody had to tell it.
Who
is
Lori?
Lori works the front. No, I got it, Lori. Don't even worry about it. No, she was hesitant.
Yeah,
about
I got something to say to her, too, for giving out my
well,
number.
Well, no, you ain't finna say nothing. She was hesitant about giving me your number, but don't worry about it. I got it.
She should have gave you my damn number in the first place. That's private information. She breaking the privacy policy.
I understand that, but what we're trying to do is get your ass clean. See, that's the problem.
You don't
want
to watch my or something wrong with you, bro? What you worried
but
about?
You,
another man watching
your want to clean you. You don't want to clean
you. You got a fixation with watching? What is wrong
no,
with you?
No,
Paul
no,
here
no,
talking
no,
about
no.
Who watching who's
you just bring it to me. Look for Terrence when you get here, okay? I'm the dude over here.
Sound like you got a perm.
Okay, cool. I'm the one pressing 375. That's the one I am. Look for the
375. You ain't said nothing, homie. 375 ain't nothing.
Okay, cool.
Man, I don't care how much you press. When I come there, I'm going to put your 375 pressing that in check, man. You don't call here talking to me like this. You don't call another man's house talking about he don't wash his ass. What is wrong with you, bruh?
So let me ask you this here, man. Tommy want to holler at you. You want to talk to Tommy?
Tommy?
Do you want to talk to Tommy want to holler at you about this situation?
Who is Tommy?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Keon, you just got pranked by your boy named Paul, baby.
Wait, whoa. Wait, hold on. You telling me this was a joke?
This is a bit, baby. This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, bro. This is Nephew
man,
Tommy.
Man, y'all need to stop playing like that. Y'all ain't hear me load my 22. I was coming for you.
You all right, baby?
For you.
Yeah,
we good. Hey, y'all better have some goddamn concert tickets for me putting me through this stress.
You
oh,
did.
My gosh.
Your
y'all
boy,
got me.
You work out on this one.
Y'all
you
got
work,
me.
You work out with Paul? I'm assuming that's your workout partner?
I ain't working out with Paul no more if he gave y'all my number.
Paul got me to hit you, man. Stay in shape, baby. But you got to do this for me. You got to tell me what's the baddest radio show in the land. Let me hear it.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, yeah. Now wipe them machines down when you get through, you hear?
I got you, bro.
All right, man. Keep your head up.
All right, brother.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up
you're
next.
You're welcome.
It's Ask the Riddle-O and Junior. Riddle-O, ready to love officer and Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
At the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kanye's antics. Can we just please stop talking about him? On social media, slowed down after Meta banned him. Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka's mistress is identified finally. And Jada Pinkett Smith is working on her tell-all memoir. I thought we knew everything.
There's more.
Yeah.
They'd already let us know everything at the table. We got it all.
Yeah. All right. But we'll find out. She's coming out with a new book. But right now, it is time to ask the Ready to Love Officer, as we affectionately call him, the Riddle-O and Junior. Here we go. Heather in Orlando says, I have a son by a married man, and I haven't told him. My fiance and I have been together since I found out I was pregnant, and he wants to raise the baby. He said I shouldn't tell the married man about the child and ruin his marriage. Is he right, or do I owe it to the married man to tell him that he has a son?
Oh, my God.
What? Yeah, this is heavy. This is deep.
Oh,
right,
this
here
is too this heavy is, for Riddle-O. For
Uncle Riddle-O Steve.
Riddle-O don't really Steve do question these. Ooh.
Come ooh, on, Riddle-O, though.
Ooh, this ain't think, ready though to love. What's up, Carla? This ain't what. Ooh.
You be serious on Ready to Love. You can do this. You be serious okay on it. I watched it Friday. You be real.
All right. Stressing. All
right. Uh-huh.
All right. So
too
do we tell him or do we not tell him? I think we got to tell him.
Put yourself
I think,
in this
here's,
place.
Here's what I think. I think know we got to tell him. We got to tell him. Mm-hmm. We don't tell his wife, but we tell right him. At least mm-hmm let him know, okay? So he at least know he has a child. Now, what do we tell the boy? I don't know what we're going to tell the boy.
Put
the baby
yourself in his shoes. Would you want to know that you had a son?
Yes, I would want to know. I would want to know I got a kid. I would want to take care of my kid. That's who mm-hmm I am, though. Mm-hmm. But now, mm-hmm, is it going to mess up this man's marriage? I think so. If
yes,
he gets
is
all the way out.
It's going to get out. If you, yeah. It's going to get out because he's going to want to take care of the kid, right?
Yeah. Well, you and can take no. You can take care of baby without no people without nobody knowing that. You can do that. You can take care of baby without nobody knowing. Here
come
go
the
boy lunch
to
money. Here go the boy lunch money for the next 4 years. Here go the boy school clothes. All this, but we
so
cannot
pay it all at once.
Let, yes, every year we're gonna get you this and that. What you gonna have everything you need? Now okay, this other man that's claiming he gonna raise the boy and do all the, he full of it too. He's full of it.
Why do you say that? What's happening?
Because
mind
he's saying that now till something go wrong. See, it's different when it ain't your child. I promise
this
you.
This is hard. Yeah, this is a tough one right here. It really is.
And don't get Riddle-O. No more questions like this. Riddle-O do stupid stuff. Riddle-O don't do all this. I'm only right serious on Friday. Don't do this time. It's Monday.
Today's Monday.
It's Monday.
Too much. All right. Ella in Stanford says, my 22-year-old daughter got into an argument with her boyfriend and she cursed him out so bad that it made me cringe. I wanted to lecture her on how unladylike it is to have such a potty mouth, but she's grown. Is it okay to reprimand her or not?
She's 22. She cussing people a lot. What she got it from home, though. You probably, she learned how to cuss from you. What are we talking about?
She get it from her mama.
What you shocked about is you actually saw yourself. That's what you shocked
about.
Oh,
that's what it is. Okay.
You shocked about her seeing you. Oh, my gosh, she cussed just like me. That's what you saw.
But she took it to the next level because it made even her mom cringe. This daughter took it to the next level.
She's gotten better than you. And we always want our kids to do better than us, right?
Don't
we always
want our kids? Do better.
Okay. Do better. All right, now you got a daughter who cusses better than you. What is the problem?
Are you saying
yes?
She be proud? Okay.
I really think it ought to be a job that you know. let's say somebody that made you mad, you ought to mm-hmm be able to call a cussing company, and the cussing company calls these people that you want cussed out. I think it's a beautiful thing. Y'all don't. Yeah. Don't nobody.
Hey, look.
Well, you know, I don't want nobody to call for me. I'm good.
Like, see, I would hire Carla to cut somebody.
Carla,
yeah.
Hello.
Carla's helped me quite a few times. Thank you, my girl. Thank you.
Shirley, I got this. Sit back. What?
I know.
Shirley, and Shirley, you're going to quit acting like you don't cuss, though. You're going to quit that.
Oh.
What? Oh.
Secrets of the Steve Harvey Morning
this,
Show.
This best voice in radio. Oh, it's a sexy cussing out, but she can cuss.
Okay.
All right.
Learn something new every day. I want to hear Shirley, though. I really want to hear Shirley.
I'm like, what? What's he talking about? All right, here we go. Ronnie in Ohio says, I lost my car key while I was across town visiting a lady friend. My brother brought me his spare key, but he let his wife drive him because he'd been drinking. His wife and my wife are very close. So far, things are cool, but what if his wife tells on me?
Why you bring your wife in on this, dog?
Because he was drunk. He couldn't drive.
So his brother came to get him and brought the wife with him?
Uh-huh.
Why we didn't leave her at home?
Because he was drunk.
He was drunk, too.
Come on. Let me tell you what, how your brother bring you his spare key? So y'all sharing a car? Two grown men. Got a key to the same car. That what y'all tell me?
They must be twins, Junior. They got to be.
They're twins.
My brother brought me his spare key. What the hell? He got a spare key. Carl, let me ask you something. Do you have a spare key to my car?
No, I don't. And you're Tommy, my you brother in radio.
Yeah. Shirley, you got a spare key to my car?
I do not.
Y'all don't even know which car is
okay.
Yours.
No, but I'm trying to tell you. How the hell your brother bring you his spare key in the time? What?
Monica says that her brother, she has a spare key for her brother's car.
But Monica's so, single,
that's,
though.
That's kind of
so
odd.
That makes sense.
That's odd.
Yeah.
That makes sense in Monica's case, yeah.
I don't have a spare key to my sister's car, my mama's car, none of that.
Do you? That's just crazy.
Yeah. Only my husband.
You're back on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're back on that. Mm-hmm.
So what if the wife tells?
I don't know. We need to get her drunk and make sure everybody drunk, and then don't nobody know nothing. Then nobody
they
know
can't
nothing.
Drive.
You know
don't
what I'm saying?
Drive.
Yeah, let's just get everybody toe up. That way, don't nobody remember nothing.
Let's get these keys situated first. That's what we need.
Junior stuck on that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
We should have Ubered his ass home. He should have Ubered.
Yeah, just Uber. That's easy, right? All right, last one. Nola in Philly says, my husband and I are both 57. And I love to work out, but he only does it because his doctor told him so. He resents me because I'm in better shape than he is. Should I push him to lose weight, even if it's driving a wedge between us and upsetting him? What?
His fat ass is upset. That's all it is.
His fat ass
is upset. Keep rubbing it in, baby. Keep rubbing it in. And maybe that's going to make him work out and get just as much in shape as you are. Rub it in. Get his fat ass together. If not, he going to lay around and be a huge, fat-ass disappointment. So do what you got to do. Junior?
Yeah, I tell you, that's exactly right, Tommy, because it's upsetting you that he only doing 8 reps and you doing 12. But he over there breathing.
What are you doing, Junior? Let me hear the breathing. Uh-huh.
This is his breathing. So you go ahead, and do 12 reps. I do 8. I'm with Tommy. Yeah, I'll do his fat ass. That's all this is.
Well, doctor's orders. He's got to get it together. Doctor's orders.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. Coming up next, it is entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, so Kanye has been banned on the social media network Meta. I know, who cares? After a string of defamatory posts and screenshots of texts between him and Diddy, where Diddy was pleading with him to have a face-to-face meeting to discuss the controversial White Lives Matter t-shirt that Kanye wore. During the text message exchange, thank you, my Invisaligns. Kanye said that Diddy is controlled by Jewish people. According to Meta spokesperson, Kanye was banned for violating the company's policies, and that his post was criticized by the American Jewish Committee as anti-Jewish. Now, after Meta banned him, Kanye returned to Twitter for the first time in nearly 2 years. He tweeted a photograph of a hat that read 2024, sparking rumors that he is reigniting his presidential campaign. Jesus. Elon Musk, meanwhile, responded to Kanye with a tweet saying, "Welcome back to Twitter, my friend." As we reported before, Elon Musk is in the process of buying Twitter. So there you go. Jeez.
Aren't y'all tired of Kanye?
Yeah, I just
hate giving it energy. I hate giving it energy. I hate talking about it. I hate thinking about it. I just hate giving it some more life.
Man.
And that's all we do. We keep giving it life. It was stupid. You keep doing stuff stupid. It's just,
He was at his daughter's game wearing the t-shirts
right behind him.
And everybody looking at him like he's stupid. Yeah. All of them.
Now, taking attention away from your daughter. Come on. You're there for your daughter. Stop this madness.
I deal with crazy people in my family all the time. Stop looking at them and giving them energy. They going to do it.
That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I did read an article in People magazine where he was talking to his dad about the shirt. And it was supposed to be a joke. So he says in this article, according to People.
So the
joke is White Lives Matter. Isn't that the truth, though? So that's what he's trying to say to be funny. I think that's probably some kind of damage.
Okay, well, when do we get the setup in the punchline? Because we missed all that.
Nothing to joke about.
Yeah, what are you joking about?
You was on Fox News talking about the same shirt, white folks, with Tucker Carlson. So why do we even keep talking about Kanye?
Let's move on.
Well, I'm disappointed. We have a lot of other stuff to talk about.
Huh? Kim Kardashian is disappointed. The kids is disappointed.
Yeah, the family. You know,
everybody in that house, that Kardashian, is very disappointed. I'm just saying.
Stop it. He wants attention. He needs attention. He feeds off attention. All right, here we go.
All the white people in Wyoming, they disappointed. I'm just, his neighbors.
Not all of them.
Big ranch.
Not all of them.
And this 2024 presidential campaign, stop that too. please.
Foolishness.
All right, Us Weekly confirmed that the employee that allegedly engaged in the affair with Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka is the Celtics team service manager, Kathleen Nemo Lynch. All right, she's a married mom of 3. Lynch has yet to speak out publicly about the affair, and sources close to the investigation have said that the affair was short-lived, consensual, and had ended by the time of the investigation. All right? Everybody,
Kathleen, who's Shirley?
Huh?
What's her name?
Her name is Kathleen. Kathleen Nemo Lynch, not Nemo, not like Finding Nemo. It's Nemo Lynch.
Yeah. Well, we saw pictures of her, and we saw the comments. Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of people.
I'll tell you two words that don't go together.
We didn't know her name.
Udoka and Lynch.
You got that right, Junior. Come through them with two, that one.
Them two don't have no business coming in the same city. Uduko and Lynch.
Now that's part. A joke, Kanye. Yeah, you get no. it?
No.
Yeah, we saw her.
You're so right.
I
want to
see the picture. I ain't seen the picture. That's what I want to see.
You ain't missing nothing.
You ain't missing nothing.
Finally, in entertainment news, Jada Pinkett Smith is set to release a no-holds-barred memoir next year. It's going to detail her complicated marriage to Will Smith and her journey through suicidal depression and her personal rediscovery. She will also recount her unconventional childhood and her friendship with Tupac. And, of course, the memoir will address her battle with alopecia and give her thoughts on the joke by Chris Rock at this year's Oscars that prompted Will Smith to slap him. All right, so here's the question: are you guys looking forward to getting your hands on this book?
Okay, I'm not buying this damn book. Sure.
You got a copy of the book, I will not speak to you.
Yeah, I'm not buying this damn book. And if I see the book, I'm slapping it out of people's hands. I'm not buying this damn book.
We slapping this book.
Okay.
Nobody cares.
That's all I'm doing. I'm slapping this book out of everybody's hand I see read. That's what I'm doing, Carla. What's up?
Why is that? Because we all know everything. Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah, we already know everything in the book. It's all been out on the red tape. We done seen every damn thing about y'all. Well, we are tired of y'all. Let me tell y'all something.
They told us everything.
Let me go and say this. Y'all and Kanye can sit y'all asses down. All three of y'all.
What they gonna tell us, Shirley Carl? What they gonna tell us? The book gonna be 2 pages because we know everything.
A pamphlet.
That's all. Well, the book better be a pamphlet because we've seen everything. Yeah.
What, Carla?
We're good on the Smiths.
We really are. Really are. Really are. Yeah. Thank you. All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, did you guys see what happened to Coach Prime over the weekend after Jackson State won the big football game?
Yeah,
that was
Alabama
crazy,
State.
Right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. We got to talk about that. Junior, get all your notes.
I saw it.
I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it?
Ooh.
We love some Deion. You know, I'm a Prime fan. That's my dude.
Yeah. We'll be back with the story right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So right before the break, we talked about this video that's gone viral with Coach Prime of Jackson State University and the coach of Alabama State. I mean, after the game, Deion Sanders went over there. Coach Prime went over there. He limped over there because his foot was hurting after the game to shake hands as coaches do after games. And the other coach, oh, Junior, you tell the story. You got it. Go ahead.
Well, forget all that. We ain't got to tell a story. Charles, the problem we have is this. If you lose, just lose. Y'all lost. Hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's...
Sore loser. Hey. Very sore loser.
But you know what the problem is, though? You know, Deion Sanders brings so much attention with everything he does on social media.
Yeah.
That's going to aggravate other teams. Prime know that. That's why he's doing it. But Prime is also doing that to bring attention to HBCUs to recruit other players.
Mm-hmm.
So what? They having fun. Y'all lost to a team that like to have fun. I mean, you got to push Prime. Prime is a Christian.
Yes.
Let's just go ahead and just thank God for that.
Yeah. But can I, just to speak on Prime's behalf.
Speaking on Prime's behalf?
Yeah, I'm speaking on Prime's behalf because that's my dude. I'm just going to say this. Prime ain't got but 8 toes right now. But y'all going to make Prime put his foot in y'all ass. That's what y'all going to make Prime do. I'm just going to say
it. I'm going to tell you.
Okay?
I'm with you on that because Prime going to put all 8 of them toes in your behind. But I'm going to tell you something.
Dead in your behind.
Understand, 2 missing, so there's space. You're going to feel air. 2 missing.
But at the end of the day.
Now, this is not.
Sportsmanship.
Let me ask this. I was a little confused. Junior, you got to answer this for me. This is not Eddie Robinson Jr.'s son. Eddie Robinson, who used to coach Grambling. This is not his son, right?
No.
Boy, that boy never met that man.
Okay.
That boy never met that man. No.
How you know?
Because Eddie Robinson would never touch another coach. Yeah, he wouldn't like that.
But people think that, though. That's why you brought it up, right, nephew? Yeah. People think
right. Yeah. I mean, when you hear Eddie Robinson Jr. and he's a coach, you immediately think, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? So,
but there's no relation whatsoever. No relation.
No. So the post game, after the game, Prime and Coach Robinson Jr., they went out. They're supposed to handshake and hug each other post game. He shoved Robinson, shoved Prime in the chest. I saw that.
Yeah.
And Prime's behavior.
But that would happen when you lose to a fly team. That's all it is. That would happen.
Goodness.
But you're going to get this foot in your behind with these three toes on it. That's what you're going to get. No, I'm telling you.
We already know Prime got hands. Prime and Andre Rison, pull that video up. They were fighting with helmets on. Come on. This ain't the same Prime. You want to mess with this Prime, dog. Why are we arguing? Y'all lost. Take the loss.
Yeah. All right, guys, coming up next, we're going to switch gears here, and we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is a horrible story out of Dallas. A 21-year-old Dallas woman was fatally shot last week, and her relative says she was killed by a man she had just beaten in a pickup game of basketball. Officers were called to a South Dallas park and found Asia Womack on the sidewalk with multiple gunshot wounds. She later died at the hospital, and according to her family, she was in a heated pickup game of basketball that included some trash talk with the guy who is said to have shot her after she won. The shooter, identified as 31-year-old, Cameron Hogg, allegedly took his children and his brother home after the game. Then he came back to the park and shot Asia five times as she was walking home. According to Asia's mother, Cameron and Asia were good friends. How crazy is this story?
That is
this
so
is awful.
Stupid, man.
Senseless. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's senseless.
Yeah. Because she beat him in a pickup game of basketball?
Pickup game of basketball.
And there was some trash talk.
This is in Dallas, Texas?
Dallas, yeah. Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They got him, right? He's going to jail. We got him.
This sounds like he planned this. So
it does sound premeditated.
You executed this girl over a game of basketball.
Pickup basketball. And she's on her way home, walking home, and you shoot her five times?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? But you had, you know, the presence of mind to take your family home, your children and your brother home, and then get back out and go kill this woman, shoot her five times. What is wrong with you? And this is supposed to be your friend.
Wow.
I am
completely afraid of altercations because you do not know to what level something is going to go to. If you have a disagreement with anybody, you just don't know what level it's going to go to, man. And it could end somebody's life.
Yeah, walk away. That's the best thing. Walk away.
Value of life. This is a life. Basketball game.
Yes,
it's the ego. It's the trash talking, and the fact that she won that he couldn't handle. I'll tell you something. When I was a little girl, my grandmother used to always tell us, like the little girls out on the street when we were playing, never taunt, never throw up in a boy's face if you beat him at something or if you win a game at something, because she would tell us as little girls they can't handle all that when they grow up. So be very careful with what you're saying when it comes to boys and sports and things like that. But I just thought my grandma was just overreacting and like whatever.
You know, we never listen when we're little.
But when you hear something like this that happened, obviously it was more to this man, obviously had more issues than just a trash talking in your ego bruised because you lost a game. It's something seriously.
But you know what? You know what?
And you're right. She's right because it was the fact that she was a woman trash talking.
That's what I'm about to say.
Woman trash talking. Guys do it all the time. Guys do it all the time.
There's no reason to kill nobody because you lost.
No,
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I've lost to women in track. When we used to run track growing up, there was girls that was faster than me. I lost.
Right.
But what mindset are you in to go get a gun and come back and shoot somebody?
That's wild, man.
Yeah, but you know, guys. I mean, you know, we're brought up differently. Of course, guys are brought up to win, and you know, and people clown you. Man, you let a girl beat you and all that. That's supposed to be the worst thing on earth if you let a girl beat you. Obviously,
her and you didn't.
Yeah,
she beat me.
You know what?
Play. I did.
I got a son that's in the middle of sports right now. I am. Uh-huh. I'm constantly teaching him. You're not gonna win every day. You're gonna lose. You're gonna win. You're gonna lose. You're gonna. It's going to happen. You are going to lose, and you gotta understand it. That's why I'm not big on second and third place getting the trophy. You ain't won nothing.
Losing builds character. You cannot raise your children that's in sports, and Tommy's a father of an athlete. I'm a mother of an athlete. You have to let them know you're going to lose sometimes. Disappointments are going to happen. You have to be
that's
able to handle that.
That's what makes it better. Absolutely. You have to teach them how to lose, though. That's the issue. You got to teach them how to lose. All right. Coming
and
up,
that's what we got to teach Eddie George Jr. too. Go ahead, Shirley. I'm sorry.
Eddie Robinson.
Eddie
Jr.
Robinson,
yeah,
Tommy.
Eddie Robinson. Okay, different
coming
Eddie.
Up next,
my bad,
is
Eddie
the nephew. The nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, coming up in about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, this is my kitchen, not your mama's.
Uh-oh.
Wait for you to read this one.
I know. Yes. It means exactly what it says for once,
yes.
Okay?
But my mama dog?
Yeah, my mama dog. All right, we'll get into that in just a few. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Girl, it's time for a divorce. I just think it's time for a divorce. I do.
Wait, Junior just got married. What you
want? I understand that. I understand
it's
that. Junior just got married. But it's time for a divorce. But we're gonna divorce a little differently, though.
Okay.
We're going to divorce by facts. By facts. We're going to fax the divorce papers. You understand what I'm saying?
Like F-A-X.
F-A-X. You know, people don't even fax no more. You know, they
no
don't.
One has a fax machine.
Oh, I thought you meant F-A-C-T-S.
Oh, you got one. You just ain't used it. It's over there in the corner with the card wrapped around it. You still got it. You
part
just
of your
don't
printer
use it no
more. In a fax machine. Oh, God.
Boy, I remember when fax was
the
bomb,
radio,
boy.
Like, what are they talking about?
This right here is divorce by fax. Divorce by fax. Wow. Let's go, cat dog.
Sales department, I may help you.
I'm trying to reach Mr. Kirby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listen, my name is Casey. I've come by a couple times, but I haven't been able to. Actually, when I come to the office, I guess you're out on doing sales. I've not been able to get in contact with you when I come by. Are you near a fax machine right now, sir?
Yeah, I have one right here in my office. Could you tell me what this is pertaining to?
Actually, I got a little bit of business that I need you to take a look at, if you don't mind. Something that you might be able to help me out on. Can I get your fax number?
Yeah, no problem. So,
hang on a second. Okay.
Hey, Jim, put that down, man. Bring it over here. That's one.
Okay. There we go. Okay, give it one second.
Hey, Gloria, I'm going to close the door to my office right quick, man.
No problem. All right, it ought to be coming through by now.
Yeah, I see it coming out. Hey, close the door behind you, man.
All right. Hey, hold up. What the f*** is this? You got it?
Hey, I got it, man. Hey, hold up. Hey, leave the divorce papers, man.
Sir, this is what I've been trying to come by your office and actually give you for the last four or five times. I've been trying to get to you for the last 3 months.
You the fact you can divorce papers?
There's no other way I could have gotten them to you. I've been trying to get them to you for the last, like I said, 2 months, and I haven't been able to get in contact with you.
Hey, what the you mean 2 months? My wife been trying to divorce you for 2 months?
Well, I mean, actually, sir, she can't do anything until you actually have the papers. So, like I said, it's been 2 months since I've been trying to actually get them to you.
Hey, that, man. I'm calling. Like, look here, that 2 months.
Sir, actually, right now, you are not permitted to give her a phone call. And within the next 24 hours, you need to actually have all of your things out of the house, and you need to actually vacate the premise.
I ain't going to let you leave everything out of my house. Bills there. If you see me every day, every night for 2 months, and they say to me.
Sir, hey, man, listen.
Hey, man, look here, Doc. I'm a good person, man. So what the hell she got to divorce me on? I'm at every soccer game, dancing, fighting all this weekend.
Hey, Kirby, listen to me, man. Listen, I've been there, man, and I feel you, brother. I do. I understand what you're going through, man.
When she come by your office, man?
It was 2 months ago when she first came by the office. And, you know, like I said, I actually work for the law firm that gives me the papers to take out to...
Is this legal, man? Taking me some drug papers? What the is that?
sir, like I said, there was no way I could get them to you. I've been trying to get them to you for over 2 months. So I figured the only best thing to do is for me to, like, fax them to you.
So she came by here 2 months ago to tell me she wanted to file for a divorce from you?
When they came by the first time, all I remember...
Hey, hold the up. Who in the is they? Hey, don't get quiet now. That was they.
Hey, Mr. Kirby, look, man.
Hey, bro, look here. Don't you do this to me, man. Look, this off the record, all right? If you're worried about your job, you ain't got to worry about it. You should be in this position before, so you know how I feel, man, okay?
I mean, I know what it's like, man. I almost lost my mind, you know, but, hey, man, I can't stop.
See, I'm a good you don't understand this. I ain't been nothing to deserve no divorce, man, all right? And you gonna send me some divorce papers through a second. Anybody could have got that text. Got a secretary that's off today. If you said she would have got that
Okay, man, I understand. I may have had a bad judgment on factional, you know, but that's why I called and made sure you was there, and I was talking to you on the phone while they was coming. I wanted to make sure you got them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, congratulations, you did your job right. Now, tell me who this is, but this to
hey, Mr. Kirby, I ain't supposed to do nothing like this, man. I lose my job behind this kind of stuff, man. I mean, I feel where you coming from, man. I feel where you're coming from.
Right behind this, you don't start speaking, right? Who in the you walked in there with, dog?
Hey, man, look, off the record, Mr. Kirby, okay?
I said it's off the record.
Off the record, man. She came in. All I know, this guy, his name was Connors, I think. His name was Connors.
Connors?
I mean, a light-skinned, tall guy, bald head.
That's my boss!
Connors, your boss?
Hey, Doc, this is some man. You know what? I'm going to go to the office right now.
Hold on. Hey, hold on, man. Look here. Listen to me, man. Maybe he just gave her a ride over there or something. I mean, it might not be what it is, man.
That's my boss. I'm going to the office right now.
Wait a minute, man. You don't even know that, man. You don't, he just a person that can't.
I don't know you. All I know is you the other end of a fax machine.
Okay, look, man. If you go, I might well go and tell you everything if you're going to go up there.
Tell me everything? What else did you can tell me to destroy my life any more than you know to destroy it?
Dog, I just got one more thing, and I'm just going to go and get off the phone because I see I can't even stop you now.
Hey, tell me what the got to say.
I'm finna tell you. Is you ready?
I'm ready, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
I see this some man. You're scared of some man. Boy, look here. Hey, boy, you got to get man.
Oh, God. You all right, man?
This got to be against the law somewhere. I love the laws. Hey, boy, you about to make me lose everything I don't work for.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, one more thing, buddy. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Tell me I'm going to whoop your I'm about to fix your whooping.
That's how you do it, baby.
That's close right there.
Come on, baby, that's how you do it.
You play nephew. Too much.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be playing real ignorant. That's, get ready. Charleston, South Carolina, November the 12th. The nephew is coming to town. It's the Omar Shrine Auditorium. Tickets are on sale right now. Stupid is on the way. And trust me, I got a lot to talk about. Tickets on sale right now. Stupid is back out in them streets. Y'all don't understand. Stupid back out in them streets.
Them streets.
A lot of people ask me how are you doing? How's it going? Someone asked, when is Tommy going to get his voice back? I said, well, about 100%, you know, next month. I'll say November. That's what they said. But they said you sound good and they're happy and they've been praying for you.
Getting better each day. Mm-hmm. Each day.
I didn't like all that in Virginia Beach this weekend. Talking about Tommy show sound sexy on the radio.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Jim. And Junior, what I hate is sooner or later the sexy gonna wear off and I'm gonna be back in my own voice again. So I gotta ride
that
it.
One back.
I gotta ride it. I gotta ride it while I got it.
How does Jackie like it? How does your wife like it?
She like it. She like it. She been taking care of me, boy. Woo, she been taking care of me.
You done got a
I am a handful. You hear me? I am a handful.
Oh, we know. All right, coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, this is my kitchen, not your mama's. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. And we could be reading your letter live, like we're going to read this one on air today. You never know. It could be yours right here, right now. Mm-hmm.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Sexy Nephew is back, but not for long. Subject.
Hey.
That's what you just said. This is my kitchen, not your mama's. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 33-year-old recently single woman, and I am in a tumultuous relationship, or I was in a tumultuous relationship with a wimpy man. We've been on again, off again, and he's inconsolable whenever we are apart. We broke up over the way he washed the dishes, and he's been calling me nonstop to plead his case. He's called my mom crying, and she wants me to get back with him so she can get out of our drama. This man is 40 years old and very set in his ways. I won't say he is a mama's boy, but if things are done differently than the way his mama does them, it sets him off. His mama still keeps all of his favorite snacks, and she makes Kool-Aid for him when she knows he's coming over. I drink Crystal Light instead of Kool-Aid, and that's a problem for him. I'm sick of the long and drawn-out discussions on why I can't just do things the way his mom does. I tell him over and over that it's my house, and I do not care what his mom does at her house, and he should go over there and stay with her, since everything's better over there. We never have normal arguments like other couples do. Sex is great and our conversations are good. It seems like we're only at odds when it comes down to how I cook some foods or how I do things in my kitchen. To get back to our last big argument, he didn't use dishwashing liquid to wash the dishes. He rinsed all the plates in hot water and just dried them off. He got frustrated after I rewashed everything and started yelling that his mom said that hot water kills germs. I cannot allow this grown man to tie up my mental energy over such foolishness. Should I try to continue to work around his mama's influence, or is he a lost cause? All right. You know what? This is really stupid. This really is. And yes, I believe this is a lost cause, unfortunately. I say unfortunately because you say everything else is great. You say the conversations are great, the sex is great, etc. It sounds like if he could, you'd be out, wifey, because he would definitely marry his mama if he could. He's 40 years old, still drinking Kool-Aid. Huh?
Marry his mama?
Yeah, if he could, he would marry her. He loves her. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. His wife would be out for sure. He's 40 years old, still drinking Kool-Aid that his mom makes for him, and gets mad if you make Crystal Light instead. I mean, doesn't he even care how much sugar it takes to make Kool-Aid like our moms used to make it back in the day? A whole lot of cups full. But it was good, though. It was good back in the day.
Delicious.
But now we... Why she can't take all of that? Him asking you, why can't you just do things like his mama, is a problem too. It's insulting. It's demeaning. You are not his mama. She doesn't even use dishwashing liquid to clean her plates. What? God created soap for a reason. I'm sorry. This is crazy. It's never going to work if he continues to be uncompromising and so unreasonable when it comes to how his mama does it in the kitchen. He needs to cut the apron strings now and grow up or just go back to his mama for good. Tommy.
If you don't do it like my mama do it, you're going to lose me. That's all I'm saying to you. If you don't do it like my... Listen, let me tell you something. Lemon pepper, black pepper, onion powder, garlic powder on my mama fried chicken. If you don't do it like my mama do it, you finna to lose me. I'm just telling you. Kool-Aid, cherry, and lemon mixed together, 2 cups of sugar. If you're not going to do it like my mama do it, I promise you, me and you is through. Look, mac and cheese, my mama don't use no Velveeta. Velveeta will lock you up. You cannot use no Velveeta on no damn mac and cheese. My mama don't do that. We use government cheese, okay? Government cheese.
And what's in that?
When my mama make hamburgers, she put egg on top of the meat. You got to mix the egg. Look, if you're not going to do it like my mama do it, you finna lose me. That's all I'm finna say to you. Girl, what kind of relish is you using on this potato salad? What is that? You're gonna mess around and you're gonna lose it. My mama don't make no oxtails on no damn stove. They got to go in the oven. What are you doing? If you don't do it like my mama do it, you finna lose me. I'm just gonna tell you. Are you putting our dishes in the damn dishwasher?
Yes, to sanitize them.
Is that detergent? Is that Cascade?
Yes, it is.
If you don't run this hot water and put a little vinegar on there, it's gonna be just fine. But you're not gonna
vinegar's for windows.
If you're not gonna do it like my mama do it, you're gonna lose me. I'm just trying
hot
to tell
water
you, you're gonna lose me. Run that hot water on them damn plates and get that off of there. If it's hot enough, guess what? It's clean. It's sanitized. It's good. That's all I'm trying to tell you. If you're not gonna do it like my mama do it, you're gonna lose me. It's gonna have to be the way. What's the problem, Carla?
Marry your mama.
Holla back. Bye. There go the door. Ain't nobody doing all
what?
That.
What?
Marry your mama.
What? I know damn well she is not boiling this damn broccoli. My mama steam broccoli. My mama know. If you're not gonna do it like my mama do it, you're gonna lose me. I'm just trying
I'm
to
not.
Tell you.
I'm not.
I know you ain't in the bathtub using soap. What is wrong with you?
What did she use? What should she use?
Just stand there and let that hot water hit you and you're going to be fine, girl.
Hot water
kills
germs.
You can't have all the chemicals on your body. I'm just...
All right, hang on. We heard from the nephew. We heard from me. We still got to hear from Junior on today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, this is my kitchen, not your mama's. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, this is my kitchen, not your mama's, all right? This 33-year-old married woman, well, she says recently single woman, wrote in about her 40-year-old. She's not calling him a mama's boy husband, but you decide if he's a mama's boy or not. They've broken up because they've had a tumultuous relationship all along. She just calls him a wimpy man. They've been on again, off again. He's inconsolable when they're apart. And they're apart because they had a big argument because she rewashed some dishes that he had rinsed. Okay, we can't even call these washed. He just took the dirty dishes and ran them under hot water because his mama said that hot water kills germs, so you don't need soap. So he got mad at her because she went. He got mad at her because she went and rewashed the dishes. So that's just one thing. All right. Then He likes Kool-Aid the way his mom makes it. She doesn't make Kool-Aid. She makes Crystal Light instead. That's a problem for him. Everything that she doesn't do like his mom, they have to have these long, drawn-out discussions about why can't she just do the way, things the way his mom does it. She says she has no more mental energy for his foolishness. He asked her flat out, point blank, why can't you just do things the way his mom does? She said, because I'm not your mama. Your mama has her kitchen. She could do whatever she wants to do in her kitchen, but this is my kitchen and I'm doing it my way. It seems like they're only at odds, she says, when it comes down to how he cooks some foods or how she does things in the kitchen. All right, so that's the problem. Is he a mama's boy or not? You make that decision. But her question is, should she try to continue to work around his mama's influence, or is he a lost cause? I think he's a lost cause. Tommy agrees, and Junior, it's on you. What you got?
Yeah. First of all, lady, what do we care?
Amen.
Let's just
to
start
that.
There. We have a lot of problems in society. What do we care? First of all, I'm not agreeing with you because you don't drink Kool-Aid. I've in my lifetime, I've had Crystal Light. Never. What the hell? Do we care? Crystal Light to us is just water with color. We don't do that. We don't have
that's right.
No connection to you. We talking about dishes? This is what we talking about dishes, Shirley.
Yes.
Let me give you some things got on my mind before I get the dishes.
Okay.
Eggs, $6 right now. Bread.
Your eggs high.
$7. Dishwashing rags, $12. Dishwashing liquid, $9. Hell, do we care? Here another. Beans, $8.75 a can. Why am I talking about you washing dishes? It don't matter to us. I'm married now. I got to worry about a marriage. I ain't got time to figure out who doing the dishes. Damn it, I've been doing it for 22 days. That's all I know.
For how long?
22 days.
Oh, wow. In your marriage,
so what
you do
we
dishes?
Lady, you and this man, but then she threw in something like, we supposed to care about this. He don't do dishes, but the sex good. Well, if the sex good, damn it, let him do the dishes how he want to. We don't care if they clean or dirty.
Don't nothing matter if the sex is good.
If the sex is good, if he just put hot water on your dishes, wait till 9 p.m. till he get in that room. You ain't gonna care.
Junior, she needs a response to, is this a lost cause? Help her.
We don't even talk to people who don't even use dishwashers. We don't. We got
Junior,
things
why don't
to
you
do.
Just,
me,
why
you
don't
and
you just get
Tommy,
some,
we got things to do.
Why don't you just get some paper plates? Just
get
some
paper
plates.
Plate, solve this whole problem. Hell, that's all he been doing, what his mama trained him to do. Put some hot water on it and put him in that
40.
Rack.
He's 40, Junior. He's 40.
Yeah. But can I say this, though? Can I say this, though? That hot water at your mama house, that's a different hot water right there. That's some scalding hot water.
Yes.
It's different from the hot water
that
you got right now. Mama hot water, different.
Yeah, it is. It is. I agree with you on that.
It's different. It's hot water different if your hot water heater is in the house versus in the garage. Yeah. That garage hot water heater is hot. If it's in your house, it's not so hot.
But I don't care how hot it is, you still need dishwashing liquid, period.
Not if it's in the garage, Shirley. That has burns.
It's a different hot water.
Third degree. You can third degree burn yourself. Different.
I think it's a lost cause, this marriage. I really, really do.
They're not even married.
I think it's a lost cause.
Go ahead,
Carl.
What's up, Carl?
What you got?
I think you just need to, Shirley, you said it earlier, dirty dishes matter. We need to get Kanye, make a t-shirt.
And let's move on.
Let's move on, girl. Dirty dishes matter. Yes, it does.
Yeah, they do.
Paper plates.
And for a man to ask for
paper plates.
For a man to ask his wife, why can't you just do things like my mom does? That's insanity. That's crazy.
That was a stupid statement.
My question to you is, before we run out of time, are they married? Because this shouldn't...
No.
No, they're not married.
Not anymore. She said recently single. Recently
she wasn't that
single
she,
woman.
Oh, but she those two were not married.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she's, yeah, gotcha. Recently
Shirley,
single.
You're making people think those two were married. These two
no,
were
they
not
weren't
married.
Married. They were, oh, they were together okay. in a relationship. They weren't
I
married.
See. I mm-hmm. see. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Tommy, here we go. Let's go over these picks, man. Okay, we got the Colts 12, the Broncos 9.
I picked that. Go ahead.
The Giants 27, the Green Bay Packers 22. The Packers lost to the Giants.
Damn, A-Rod, they sure did. That's not what's important. What's important is what was going on the Giants sideline. Did you see that?
Yes, in London, Darnay Holmes.
Oh, you know his name, don't you, Carl?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, I saw the view of his. Boom. Yeah.
You don't know what his face looked like, but you know what his butt looked like though, don't you?
Let me say this. Women pay a lot of money to get a BBL like that. I'm just saying.
You saw Shirley
38, the Steelers 3.
Bills 38. Okay, I picked that. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Chargers 30, the Browns 28 on a last second missed field goal.
That's what I'm talking about. Uncle Steve, you are in the L column, baby. You are in the, I wish you was here so I could tear that ass up. But moving along.
Minnesota Vikings 29, the Chicago Bears 22. Man, that was a mm-hmm. good game, but hey.
Good game.
Vikings got it. Aww. The Patriots in Detroit. What was this, man? What is 29-0? What happened?
Man, we got to get some musicians or some singers or some Supreme, somebody got to play for these people because this is not working. Yeah, the temps, the spinners, somebody.
Big Sean.
Here we go. You know, Carl, your house was happy yesterday. The yes. Saints.
Yes. Who that?
The Saints
yes.
over the yes. Seahawks 39-32.
Yes, sir.
Who
Let's that nation.
Who that?
Let's go, Junior. Yeah.
But this one confused me now. We didn't know who was. They down to their third string quarterback. But the New York Jets beat the Miami Dolphins 40-17.
Well, them do, yeah, that makes sense. The Dolphins ain't got their quarterback, you know.
No, they on their third string though.
They on their third. That's exactly. Once you get to number three, who you think you really finna win with number three? That's what you think? Man, please keep
Here
it moving.
Here we go, man. Buccaneers over the Falcons, man, 21-15.
Tom Brady ain't got no wife, but he got a W. Go ahead.
I don't even want to get into that, man. The Tennessee Titans over the Washington Commanders 21-17.
Beast mode. That's right.
The Houston Texans actually won
time.
This week 13-6 over the Jaguars.
And I did not pick that, but go ahead. That's okay.
Let's talk about this, man. The Dallas Cowboys over the Los Angeles Rams 22-10. You mean to tell me 4 weeks in a row the Cowboys did what?
You better ask somebody about them boys. You better ask somebody
you
about
think,
them boys.
You think Dak Prescott ain't trying to cut that thing off and get back out there?
I don't know what he's trying to do, but he won't be playing again next week either. I'm just letting you know.
All right, guys. Thank you, Junior, for sports today. We'll be back at the top of the hour with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here's a question from Jonathan from Florida. He listens to the show, of course. I've been married for 3 years. My wife has gotten spoiled with driving my car. I got two new tires and rims. I got new tires and rims, and I don't want them messed up. So I told her she can't drive my car anymore. She threatened to cut off the sex if I didn't let her drive my car. How can we both be happy?
You got to get her own car, dog. Immediately.
She can't cut you off. She can't do that.
You got to get her own car. And I understand it. We've had a super car argument over here. I just got her own car. You get her own car. And I know exactly what you're going through because a woman, not a woman.
Okay, let's hear this.
Careful.
Some ladies get too close to the curb and scratch the rims up. They do that. It happens.
I used to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Right, and that's what that man talking about. I didn't have to buy. He done bought some new rims, some new tires. Mm-hmm. She done tow that car up. Get her own car and get her out your car. I get it.
What if he can't afford to get her a new car? Now what?
I'm speaking to the people who can't afford to get a new car. That's me.
Go ahead,
so my job is to let her drive this damn car. Because what we can't have is no driving in this bedroom. Damn that. It's going to be some driving.
You need to buy a lot of rims and tires then. You need to buy a lot of rims and tires.
In fact, when she leaves her house, I've already started my car for her to leave in. Damn it. Car been running.
Marriage is great, huh, Junior?
Tommy's money is great. He can afford to go out there and say, baby, go get what you want. No, not me. Uh-huh. Drive this new car with these new rims, but it can't be dry in this damn bedroom. we drive it. Something going vroom. That's all I know.
I'm scared. Let me tell you something. When I'm on the passenger side and Jackie driving, mm-hmm. can I tell you how terrified my behind is when she drives? Because she is like, she is speed racer, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. She drives fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fast too. Yeah.
I want to get in the back seat and get on the flow. I really do. It's just too much.
Shirley drives fast.
Have you ever been
in a car with Shirley?
I do.
She drives fast.
I'm trying to slow down.
I was like, Shirley, what?
Slow down.
Vroom.
The mall not going nowhere, Shirley.
The mall will be there when we get there, girl.
Let me tell you something. You get in the car with Shirley Strawberry, put on your seatbelt, honey. I drive fast, too, but that Shirley Strawberry, if I'm saying she drives fast, she really drives fast.
I remember when I first moved here, I got four speeding tickets. That was terrible. Four speeding tickets. Made me slow down a little, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you all have that brake on that passenger side, though? Is that brake?
I'll be pushing.
Monica, we be holding on to each other in the back. You know how your parents would brace you?
Yes.
With that arm.
Yes. Yes.
You throw that arm across the way. There you go. I got you.
Yeah. So back to this guy, though. So Junior, you say what?
Well, Tommy can afford to buy Jackie a new car. I speak for the people who not going ahead and buying cars. Let this woman start your car. Let her go in it because the sex is drying up in the room if she can't drive the car. Forget that. Not risking that.
Okay. Well, spoken like a true newlywed. All right, yeah. Junior, come through with that. Yeah.
Something in this house is going vroom, vroom.
Marriage is fun, huh, Junior?
Yeah. Great.
Meanwhile, Tommy's in the car, in the back seat on the floor.
On the floor.
Covered up.
Riding with Jackie is worse than lightning to me. You understand me? I'm saying a lot, right?
What?
You're scared of lightning.
Y'all know I'm scared of lightning. It's worse than lightning. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Wow. Okay. Well, he has to compromise the guy that wrote the letter. He has to figure out what's more important.
That's what he wants to know. Yeah. How can they both
Ain't been married for 3 years. He can't be that attached to her. You can go on and get up out of this if you want to. You can get up out of it.
Divorce?
Y'all are not that attached. It ain't but 3 years. You can really go on with your life.
On that note, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, on November 8th, Michigan voters will have the chance to elect the first Black woman to sit on the state Supreme Court. State Representative Kyra Harris-Bolden is up for one of two empty seats on the bench. Before being elected to the state legislature in 2018, Bolden worked as a criminal defense attorney and as a staff attorney at the Wayne County Third Circuit Court in Detroit. The Democratic nominees for the open seats are Bolden and incumbent Richard Bernstein, who is seeking re-election for a second term on the bench. Bolden, who will be the only Black candidate on the ballot for the open seats, hopes to bring back diversity to the bench. All right, just like
come
in the Supreme Court.
Come on, girl.
Yes, yes, yes. We need it. We do.
This is very important. Yeah. We have to get out and vote. You have to vote for your judges, your local justices, and Biden is trying to, you know, get the appellate court, get the judges in the system. I mean, we saw last week Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. She is a force to be reckoned with. She is not playing with y'all.
She knows her stuff. Yes, she does.
Week on the job. Love it. The first week. Yes.
So please prepare like you did for the general election in 2020. Prepare to go and vote November 8th. This is important. It is our right. We make a difference. That's why they're trying to take it away from us. We need to show up November 8th at these polls for the midterm elections. Please. Yeah.
That's it.
All right, guys. Coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Here we go. Would you rather not be able to taste anything, or would you rather be able to not be able to smell anything? Taste or smell?
I got to be able to taste.
Taste.
What if it stink, though? You know what I'm saying? That's...
Yep.
I don't want a stinky taste. I want, you know, that's kind of...
Yeah, but... Oh, you're overthinking this.
Yeah, but I don't want to smell it and can't taste it. You know, that's not good either.
Then can't taste, but can smell everybody in the room, though.
Yeah, that's not.
That's not good either.
I'd rather be able to taste.
That's it.
I'm gonna go with taste. What you think?
What, Carla?
I'm just saying, a lot of people got through COVID not tasting.
Yeah.
Just saying, I don't know the smell.
But I know people
who can. Funky deal right there.
Yeah, yeah, low down.
All right. Would you rather surprise your wife with dinner, or would you rather call first and see what she wants? So does your wife like surprises, or she likes to control?
Oh, I do the surprise with dinner. I do the surprise with dinner. Because I know
she's cool with that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know what she's like.
As a good husband, you should.
Yeah. No, you don't want to just call. That's so normal to call and see what you want. But the surprise with dinner, I think that's a better man. You're going
to
do what, Joe?
I tried the surprise, Tommy. That didn't work.
What did you come with? What did you bring?
What'd you bring?
What's wrong? She already ate some? What happened?
McDonald's. Is that what you said?
She came home. I had a Big Mac. And that was not clearly what she wanted for dinner.
As much as we love McDonald's.
A Big Mac.
I surprised you with it. Dinner? Like I said, okay, I know she's coming home. I was on the way home, too. I stopped, picked up dinner, and then I had a tray table with her food and her drink on it, and she said, what is this? I'm going to call from here on out. No doubt.
Did you get the orange soda? Because that's important.
Carla, you know good well I got the orange soda. With the straw in it already when she got there. She didn't even. She said, what is this?
So romantic.
Make your days,
we'll call from here on out.
I love McDonald's. I ain't mad.
I know. We love McDonald's.
Call
the chicken nuggets still good? I ain't had chicken nuggets in a minute. They still good over there?
Yes.
That number six? Yeah, still good.
Yeah, not number six.
I was always the double cheeseburger guy at McDonald's.
Yes.
That's a number eight.
Extra pickles and extra mustard.
You say that's a number eight?
Dog, I got all of them. What you want? I'm there.
All right. Would you rather you and your wife share a computer, or would you rather share a toothbrush?
What?
That's pretty easy.
Nah, we're going to do this computer together. Yeah, we're not finna. This, you got to have your own brush now. Now, come on.
Yeah, that's easy.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Oh, Tommy, straighten up your face. Fix your face.
The same toothbrush? Oh, my God.
Coming up, it is our last break of the day, and we'll be back to close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Monday. Junior, how were your comedy shows over the weekend?
Oh, my gosh, I have to thank Virginia Beach. Listen, the whole Virginia Beach, Norfolk area, man, Chesapeake, they all came out. Thank y'all so much. And I also want to say thank you to the Virginia Sickle Cell Network for the blood drive. We had a great time on Saturday. They all came out. We got blood for transfusions for sickle cell patients. So we had a great time, man.
There you go.
Doing everything, man. So thank you so much. I can't wait to come back. Thank y'all so much. All the shows sold out. It was great.
Junior. Great.
Junior.
Look at you. Yeah.
No, they love us out there. Man, they do.
Yes.
And Teresa Brown and Dale Murray, they all said hello to y'all. So tell Carla Shirley and Tommy, they want you to come out there, man. They said, man, they want to talk to you.
All right. Let's go.
All right. I can't wait to get back out there. I cannot wait.
Oh, you can't. You're itching now.
I'm itching, man. I'm itching.
Well, it's going to happen. I have to say a special thank you to the people of Atlanta who came and just showed up and showed out. We were at the Lab, a brand new store in Atlanta, in Buckhead, in Miami Circle. It's a retail and manufacturing company. So in the front, when you walk in, fabulous black designers, you can buy, you can purchase. My bags are in there. My brand new handbags are in there. My candles, the rest of my candles. Guys, yeah, really, really came out yesterday and supported. I appreciate it. It's the first of its kind, retail and manufacturing, headed by a beautiful black sister named Alani Taylor, and her designs just beautiful. She's designed for people like Beyonce, people like that. But anyway, it's called the Lab Factory, and you can go in if you want to start a line. You go and talk to her; she'll start your line, and then you can sell it in the front or sell it however you want to sell it. But it's a really great concept. And, I just wanted to lend support, and I appreciate them carrying my bags in the store. And
now, can you light the candle and put it in the bag? Can you do that? I'm just asking.
You're so stupid.
You can't light the candle and put it in the bag?
No, Thomas.
Okay. I got to tell y'all this.
Well, congratulations, this is Shirley.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations,
Shirley. You're going to get your bag, Carla. Don't worry. Your bag is on the way. Just tell me what color you want.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Oh,
you're
pink.
Welcome.
Pink.
Oh, pink.
Breast
yeah.
Cancer okay. Awareness Month, please.
Oh, I think we sold out all the pink. Uh-oh.
Well, you better get to find it one more.
We'll get some more. I know, we'll get some more.
We'll what you got, nephew?
So I
got
to tell you, this is just something funny that you know, after you've gone through what I've gone through, you can kind of look back and make, and laugh at it. Uh-huh. So, of course, y'all know, for about 3 weeks, I had to wear a trach in my throat.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. So you're literally breathing out of your neck, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, I was at the house by myself. Jackie had to run some errands. I done lit 3 candles, Shirley, in the house.
See there?
Lit 3 candles. Uh-huh.
See there?
But now, they've been burning for so long. Now I want to blow them out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
y'all, I can't blow the damn candles out. And I'm too scared to put my neck down there because I might catch my beard on fire. Y'all, I swear to y'all, I got so frustrated. I just turned the water on in the sink and threw the damn candles in there to put them out. I couldn't blow the damn candle out. I was blowing for 2 minutes. Wasn't nothing coming out my mouth.
That is so crazy. Are you for real right now? Man. Yes.
I can't make this up. I cannot make this up.
No, you cannot.
I promise.
No,
I cannot. I have not lit a candle since then. I'm terrified.
So let me get this right. So let me get this right, T. You over the candle blowing, but it ain't going out.
Junior, ain't nothing happening. The wick ain't moving. Ain't nothing. All
well,
the air is
Did
coming
you
out of my.
It with your hands and all that.
I couldn't put the damn thing out.
My
God.
Oh man.
A snuffer outer thingy.
I turned the water on in the sink, y'all, and just threw all the candles in there. Man, to hell with it.
That is funny. Hey, before we get out of here, we got to say happy birthday to Marjorie, the beautiful Mrs. Steve Harvey.
Happy birthday, Marjorie. Marjorie.
Happy birthday, yes, Marjorie.
Yes.
Over there, Carla's killing it, girl. During Paris.
I know.
Paris.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw
Carla, your
with
birthday.
Some...
It's coming up this weekend.
My birthday is Thursday, and I want to say happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Mimi. Mm-hmm. Winnie Farrell. Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mimi, I love you.
Carla, what you going to be? You going to be 28, Carla? How old are you going to be? 28, 29?
Oh, I love you, nephew. Yes. Either one of those ages. Those were good ages,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take 28 or 29. But, yep, this Thursday. Wow. Libra season, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you got playing, Carla? With Tasha?
Well, I know we'll do dinner and all that, and then I think on the weekend I'm headed to the NO. He's not going with me. He's going to hang out with a few of my girls.
Oh, then you're going to have fun.
Yeah, some of my Jack and Jill sisters and all that. So, yeah, we're going to do some things.
Sounds good.
Yeah, birthday turn up. Yeah.
I'm thinking about Tommy trying to blow... candles.
And you won't be blowing out my birthday candles, Tommy.
No.
He can't.
Listen, I can blow them out now, but by 2 months ago, I'm just trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. All of it was coming. I wasn't nothing coming out my mouth.
That is
too funny, Tommy. So now, your routine now is like after you get off work, Tommy, then what do you do? What's your routine?
I completely quit talking.
Mm-hmm. You shut it down.
Just let slowly letting the voice come back.
Man,
so I just try
to. Through your voice and everything. Is it gonna help you with these W's? They gonna work on that?
I don't know.
Good question.
Ooh. Ooh, on that note,
since we reconstructed, just
see, comedians have a different type sense of humor.
We will see.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Bye. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.